Robert, a very good evening to you. What is the Turkish Stream, and what is the likelihood that it can come online as early as December of 2016?
Hello, John. Good to talk to you again. The Turkish Stream is the pipeline that the Russians are putting out their project proposal to take the place of the South Stream. You remember we talked a lot about the South Stream. It was that pipeline that was supposed to go under the Black Sea to Bulgaria and to into Eastern Europe and the European Union. And because Gazprom wanted to own the pipeline and the gas in the pipeline and to decide who else could put their gas into the pipeline, the Europeans said that violates our anti-monopoly rules and you can't do it. And Gazprom was at a loss and couldn't build the South Stream into Bulgaria, which is now a member of the EU for some years. So, you know, Turkey is not that far from Bulgaria. And so the Turkish Stream is basically a modification of that South Stream, going from the Russian coast and the east of the Black Sea to that part of Turkey that's in Europe, that's right next to Greece on the far side of Istanbul. And they want to put it there. And then they say, oh, well, then we can, you, Europe, you can build pipelines from the border between Turkey and Greece, and you can take our gas from there because you didn't want it from Bulgaria. And the Turks have been playing a very cagey game. They are tough bargainers because they know that Gazprom is in a very difficult situation, and they, the Turks, have other sources of gas that they could use if they want. So what happened last week was that the Turks and the Russians agreed on what the route of the pipeline would be from Russia to Turkey, you know, plotting it on the map with the hydrological maps of the sea and all of that. And what then the Gazprom representative said to the press was, well, now that we've agreed on the route of the pipeline, we will start deliveries in December 2016. This is my interpretation of our agreement, he said. Well, that interpretation doesn't mean anything because there's no agreement to build the pipeline. There's only an agreement on the route. There's no agreement about who's going to build the pipeline or how. And the price negotiations have been in limbo since the beginning of the year. So that's the Turkish Stream, and that's why it really isn't going to go anywhere anytime soon.
What do the Turks want from this? You note at one point they're negotiating for a price on Russian gas. How do they gain from this, and what will they take for their permission?
Well, the Turks already receive some gas from Russia. They receive it through two existing pipelines. One is the so-called Blue Stream pipeline, which is yet another pipeline under the Black Sea from Russia to Turkey. And the other one is the so-called Western Route. That's the one that goes through Ukraine and Bulgaria and Romania and eventually Turkey. And that's the one, because it goes through Ukraine, that the Russians want to turn the tap off for. And so the Russians say, well, you know, we're going to turn that off sooner or later, so you're going to need Turkey. You're going to need the Turkish Stream pipeline in order to get the gas that you now get through Ukraine and Bulgaria and Romania. The Turks, they want better prices. They've already negotiated some better prices, and they want even better prices. And they want to be respected as a gas hub, as an energy hub in the region. They also want to improve still further their excellent, excellent relations with Azerbaijan, with the country that's on the coast of the Caspian Sea that you and I have talked about a lot. Azerbaijan already exports gas into Turkey for consumption in Turkey, and the TANAP pipeline, which is the Turkish initials for Trans-Anatolian gas pipeline, it's being built as we speak all the way across Turkey from east to west to end on the Greek border, and that gas is going to go into the European Union from Azerbaijan. So it's not clear that the Russians are very competitive there either.
Does the Turkish Stream obsolesce the Ukrainian passageway? Can they just completely abandon what they've had to deal with going through Ukraine?
That's a good question, because Europe doesn't want Ukraine to be abandoned, of course. The Russians are in a very difficult position, and Gazprom is in a very difficult position. It's not just a question of geopolitics, interestingly enough. You see, back when the South Stream was still on life support, the Russian government and Putin, they signed contracts with companies to manufacture the physical pipeline for the South Stream, even though they didn't have any contracts to lay the pipeline or to put the gas through it. And the reason they did that was because half the contract went to a Russian firm. The head of the Russian firm is a crony of Putin, and that's been going on for 15 years. But the reason why they're so antsy about the Turkish stream and why the Turks are in such a good bargaining position is that because those pipeline manufacturer contracts were already signed, those pipelines have already been produced. And they're actually lying in a warehouse in Bulgaria, believe it or not, threatening to rust. And Gazprom desperately wants to put them underwater before anything happens to them.
So what we have here is the remains of South Stream, which failed geopolitically, the possibility of Turkish Stream, and no solution. Give me a timeline, Robert. How long does Moscow have to play this game before they have to build something?
Before they have to build something? Well, they could always end up taking a total loss. That could be. They could pay Saipem, which is a Japanese company that lays pipeline that is associated with an Italian company called ENI. They could pay them to lay the pipeline across the Black Sea, and then they could lay it up to the Turkish border if they wanted, and then ask the Turks pretty please to take the gas that they're going to send through it. But if they don't have any contracts then it's not going to do them any good.
So Turkey can play the time is
for a waiting game.
Yes,
Turkey can play a waiting game because the Ukrainian route is not going to go away for at least a year or two, and this gives the Turks room to maneuver to get gas from elsewhere to replace it.
And does Moscow have money to give, room to give? In other words, can Moscow buy this if it wants to?
That's another good question. It's not even clear who's going to pay for this.
The Germans.
There's no consortium. There's no consortium that exists to build it.
Right.
Gazprom, are they going to do it themselves? How are they going to do it? It's a big question. And the Russian, they rely on the Russian budget, but the Russian budget, as we all know, is squeezed these days.
Right.
It's a very tricky.
It's also non-transparent, so we don't know where the money comes from. Robert Cutler, yeah, writing about Turkish-Russian pipeline politics. I understand. But when you see the headlines from Ukraine, know that behind those headlines, well, actually under those headlines, is a pipeline somewhere. Robert can be found at eurasiansecurity.com.